God must think it's okay for us to gripe. When we read through the book of Psalms, we find out one thing. There are more Psalms about lament than any other topic in the book of Psalms. There's more songs about griping than rejoicing. Lament is defined as a passionate expression of grief or sorrow. So I figured we need to have a really good example of this.
Dear God, was that necessary? Did you have to make him lame just before the Sabbath? That was nice. It's enough you pick on me. Bless me with 5 daughters, a life of poverty. That's all right. But what have you got against my whore? Really, sometimes I think, when things are too quiet up there, you say to yourself, let's see, what kind of mischief can I play on my friend Tevye?
Aha! So you're finally here, my brethren.
I'll talk to you later.
So why are you late today?
His foot went lame.
Well, hurry up. The sun won't wait. And I have something important to say to you.
Still have some deliveries in the village.
You'll be late for the Sabbath.
I won't be late.
You'll be late.
I won't be late. I won't be late. If you ever stop talking, I won't be late.
You can die from such a man.
As the good book says, heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. In other words, send us the cure. We've got the sickness already. Well, I'm not really complaining. After all, with your help. Yeah. I'm starving to death. Oh, dear Lord.
So there is an excellent example of lamenting to the Lord. Throughout that movie, he is constantly talking with God. That's what we find in Psalm 4. It's considered a lament. But it is also a psalm of confidence in which an innocent worshiper rises above the grounds of lamentation with a sure trust in God. He rises above all the troubles he's facing, everything going wrong, everything he's complaining about. And he does it all in that single psalm. In those 8 verses, verse 1, answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. This lets us know right there, there's nothing wrong with crying out to God. When something's going on, cry out to God about it. That's what he wants us to do. If he didn't want to hear us, why would he put so many examples of it in Psalm? The psalmist is turning to prayer with trouble on his mind. Things are going wrong in his life. He's getting blamed for stuff. Seems like all it is a storm around him. He's not getting angry. He's not shouting at other people. He's crying out to God, just like we just seen in that movie. That's what we're to do. Cry out to God. Is this what we do? No. Normally we take it out on somebody that's close to us, who's ever in earshot. In fact, they even have hotlines today that you can call people up and pay by the minute just to scream at them instead of the person you were actually mad at. Why do we need to pay? We can talk to God for free. That's what they need to find out. Why pay $2 a minute? It's free to talk to God. He paid for it. We get to call collect. All we got to do is pray. The psalmist in this recognizes that God has always been there for him. All he's asking with everything going wrong in his life is right there in that first verse. Be gracious and hear my prayer. He's not praying for God to change it. His prayer? Just listen to me. I need someone to talk to. Just listen to me. Things are going wrong. I just need to gripe. And I know you'll listen. I know you're the one person I can always turn to. I know you're the one person that's always going to hear me. And I know you're the one person who's absolutely going to understand 100% of how I feel, how I think. And you know how I'm going to feel tomorrow before I even do. So just listen to me. That's the grace I need. Hear me. Let me cry out to you. And that's all he's asking. Then we go on to verses 2 through 5. Oh man, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your own beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Do you pray for your enemies? I know we pray for our loved ones, but how often do we pray for our enemies? And when we do, how are we praying for them? Are we praying for them out of love? Or are we praying for them that a flower pot falls on their head? Are our prayers right with the Lord? This man's reputation is being made nothing by lies from his enemies, lies of people against him. He's telling them he's innocent of everything, but they're not willing to listen. He feels he is trapped by everything going on in his life, that all these lies against him are just tearing him down, that he's got no place to turn to, no place of escape. No one's listening, but God is. So he prays to God. He prays for God. He wants his grace to release him from these accusations. In his prayers, he realizes the futility of all these accusations against him. He's realizing it doesn't matter what his fellow man says, whether they're saying good things or bad things. It don't make a difference. Why? Because God knows the godly. God's going to call all them to him. God's going to hear him. Whether they said something bad or not, if he's living right in God's eyes, then he's heard. He's praying that they learn. And he's remembering in it, it's okay to be angry. But we're not to seek vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19. And then, after he goes through all this venting, he examines himself. He examines his own heart. When we're mad and we vent, it's best to vent to God. He's the one who should take action, not us. Our action, talking to him. But we also need to examine ourselves at that point. We need to find out what all's going on that we're upset about. We need to look inside. When he does this, he prays that they learn to offer the right sacrifices to the Lord. He's praying they learn to put their faith in the Lord. He's praying they learn that it doesn't matter what they do to anybody else, if they're not aligning themselves with God, it doesn't matter if they think that person lived worse than them. It doesn't matter if they didn't do what that person did. It doesn't matter they didn't do this, didn't do that. If they're not putting themselves aligned with Christ, if they're not learning to live a life in faith, if they're not learning, all that matters is we are serving God. We believe in God. And we live for God. That we chose to be saved and we're giving God the reins now. Something happens in our life. We talk to God about it. Why? Because we handed him the reins. We chose no longer to live for ourselves. We chose to live for him. He wants them to learn that saying. He wants them how to learn right with God. How not to try and have to feel they need to build themselves up to look better by tearing somebody else down. How to learn it doesn't matter how much they accuse that person. It doesn't make a difference to how they look to God. He prays for them to learn how to live with God, how to be saved. And then we get to verses 6 through 8. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound." Verse 6. What he's really saying is, "Lord, between us, let's show them what your good is. When they look, let them see me and see your light shining. Let them see it doesn't matter what they're saying against me. It doesn't matter what they're accusing me. It doesn't matter how trapped they try and make me in this world, because your light is shining. I have the peace from you. I have the joy from you. They do whatever they want. It's still not making a difference. They do whatever they want. They may be trying to make it rain, but you got the sunshine showing. The joy will just abound. And let that reach them. Let that teach them. Let that be the seed so you can make the flower grow inside of them." In verse 7, he's saying, they have no idea how much joy you can bring. They think what they find in this world is joy. They have no idea what you can grant. They have no idea how happy you can make somebody. They have no idea that true joy isn't from this world. It's only from you. That's why I want that light to shine. That's why I want them to see. Make me your example. Work in me. In verse 8, it's the big idea of everything for this psalm. "In peace, I will both lie down and sleep for you alone. O Lord, make me dwell in safety." He's saying, for us today, in Christ alone do we find peace and truly rest. He's saying, apart from Christ, we're never going to get a good night's sleep. When we look at the world today, what do we see on TV all the time? Advertisements for pillows that make you sleep better, beds that make you sleep better. "Drink this drink, it'll make you sleep better. Take this diet, it'll make you sleep better. Take this pill, it'll make you sleep better." We're living in a world where they don't know the Lord. They can't find a peace in themselves. They can't find that peace to rest. We have the Lord. Talk to him. He'll give us the peace. He'll give us that joy. He'll give us that good night rest so we can wake up tomorrow and they can see his light shining from us. We just need to remember to put our trust in God. We need to remember that apart from him, there is no peace in the world. But through him, there is a peace like no other, a joy like no other. That is the biggest example that we can set in this world. It's by knowing that peace, knowing that joy, letting it shine, letting it show, and giving all the credit to God for it. Yeah, we're to live good lives. We're to follow the rules. But it's him working through us that can make a difference in others' lives. We can't do it on our own. We need him. We can't rest on our own. We need him. It doesn't matter how many pills they take, what diet they follow. They will never have a true night's sleep, a true rest in peace, because they don't know God. So this man was sitting there crying out to God because of what he's facing. He examined what he had and what they had. And his crying to God is shifted from, "I need to cry out to you," to, "I need to praise you." I need to cry out for them because they're suffering. They might be trying to make me suffer, but it's really themselves that are suffering. They're trying to push that pain this way, but I got you. It ain't touching me. That's what we need to do in our lives. When we're under attack, we need to cry out to God. Told them, when you're angry, let him make them keep it inside. He's telling them, he wants them to learn. It doesn't matter. They can lash out all they want. It's not going to help them feel better. They need to learn to cry out to God. That's what we can do today. That's how we apply it today. We want to set an example. It's by letting God's glory shine. That no matter what anybody else does, no matter what anybody else says, what accusation, truth or lie, it doesn't make a difference. We have God. We will always have a peace to rest our head because we know him and he knows us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here today in your church. We thank you for the blessing of your word. We thank you for giving us your ear to listen to us. We thank you for granting us that peace of knowing your light shines on us, that you'll handle it all. It doesn't matter what we're facing. You understand and you know. We pray that we can be an example in this world, that your light shines from each and every one of us, from your entire church. The entire church of the world for you shines like it's never shined before. That we all know that peace and joy. That we sleep and we wake up so well rested. That people just ask, what type of coffee do you drink in the morning? Because you're just always so alert, so awake, so joyous. So we can have that opportunity to say, it's not a coffee. It's not a pillow. It's God. So that they'll seek the peace and joy that we find in you and you alone. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This psalm lets us know it's okay to complain. It lets us know there's going to be something to complain about in this world. We live in a fallen world. We have to complain. It's who we choose to complain to that's going to make a difference. Open up your hearts and vent to God. That's the only way we can ever get that peaceful sleep. Let him know what's on it. He already knows. Only thing is, we need to tell him. And he's always there to listen. Doesn't cost us a thing. All we got to do is be willing to take the time and know and trust that he hears everything we say to him. We need to remember, God is the only one in whom we can find the peace we need to truly get a restful sleep. And he said, it's okay to gripe to me, because in griping to me, you're going to find that peace and be rested. And the joy and peace will shine. And it may impact somebody else. That may be the thing that turns the neighbor who's attacking you into a believer. Only God knows what happens next. We just need to remember trust in Him. And with that, you are dismissed.